trip from the ECHL all the way here this season? What's it like?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been a whirlwind type season. And, you know, at the start, especially starting off in the East Coast League, it's not something that you really envision. You know, like, everyone hopes to play a game in the NHL every single season. But, you know, realistically, I didn't think it would be possible. But, you know, I'm very fortunate that I was in some good situations and was able to play well this year. And, you know, I'm just happy I got a shot.
How did you think you did play?
I thought I played pretty well. You know, there's some times where nerves get a little bit the best of you and you start overthinking certain situations. But, you know, overall, you know, I think I gave the team a chance to win the game. And, you know, the team battled hard all night. And it's just unfortunate that we couldn't pull out that win.
Anybody say anything interesting or good to you before the game tonight?
After the morning skate, you know, Coach Paul Maurice pulled me aside and just told me to enjoy it. And, you know, that was definitely something that it was nice of him to do, just to tell me to take that second to really take it all in, because you only have one first game.
Is there anything that stood out that was majorly different?
The speed of the game is a lot different than the American League, and, you know, passes are just that much more crisp. But at the same time, the team in front of you is that much better as well. So, you know, the guys made it pretty easy for me. You know, there wasn't too many scoring chances. A lot of shots were from the outside, and they did a good job blocking shots and talking to me throughout the game.
Minnesota trying to get to it all? Gamesmanship?
No one really said anything to me, but, you know, I got bumped a couple times there where, you know, I just kind of have to shake it off and just trying to focus on the shot and who's out there.
What do you take from this experience?
It was an amazing experience, you know, just to know that I can play at this level, and hopefully I'll get a couple more games down the road. So, you know, it's just nice to know that you can play at this level, and it just goes that much more to your confidence.
Thanks, Mike.
Is it nerve-wracking at all? You had to wait 5 minutes for
a
shot on goal, or
a little bit? But, you know, it's like most games, especially in the American Hockey League, you don't really get shots right away all the time. So, it was nice once I finally did get that shot, especially when it was a dump in from the red line. So, that made it that much easier. But, you know, it was definitely cool having the fans cheer after I made that save, and it's definitely something special.
What about the ovation from the starting lineup?
Were you
able to take that in?
Or? Yeah, I was. Just as soon as you step out on the ice, the rink's so loud, and, you know, when you hear your name announced and everyone cheer, you know, that's when you kind of take that second to really enjoy it and kind of realize where you are and where you've came from this season.
You said you'd been close before, you know, getting into that one game when Timmy gave up the two early ones. What's it like to kind of live the dream?
It's amazing. You know, you only get one first NHL game. It's definitely a special experience. It's unfortunate that we couldn't get the win, but you know, just to be here and have that experience will go a long way in the future.
When did Paul tell you? Just this morning, or did you know yesterday? Or
I knew yesterday that they told me that I was going to be playing the game, so it was nice to get that little bit of a heads up. And I think I was more nervous yesterday than I was today. Just kind of the shock of realizing that you're going to play your first NHL game, but I was able to put all that behind me yesterday and just kind of focus on the game today.
Did you have any family here?
No, unfortunately, I wasn't able to get my parents up or anything, but I know they're watching on TV, so it's definitely nice to know that I had their support back home.
What do you think that conversation is going to be like when you dial them up after?
Oh, yeah, they're going to be pretty excited. I'm sure that they won't be going to sleep for a while, even with the time change, so I'll be able to talk to them tonight. And, you know, it's something that, you know, they've done so much to help me get to this point, and it's just nice that even though they weren't here, I'll be able to share it with them.